White, W.C. White, Mary. Healdsburg, California, January 22, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary, day before yesterday we sent back the galleys to Brother Amadon. I do not know whether anything was said in reference to the pamphlets or not, but you need not refer to us in such matters. The subject and material are all before you, and we leave it for your judgment in these things. If Father were well, it would be different. As it is, do the very best you can, for there is no very vital interest at stake in regard to the matter of pamphlets. I sent word that I could furnish material for Volume 4, Spirit of Prophecy, but I must have been wild. Father needs a great deal of my time, and should I attempt to write, I must give my whole time to it. Heretofore, I have had a copyist who took charge of all the proofs and who furnished a very nice copy. You well know my deficiency in this respect. It is a great task for me to arrange my matter to be placed in the hands of the printer without any aid in the matter. If I could do as I have done, write and have a competent copyist prepare my writing for the press, I could do considerable. But as it is, I dare not promise copy to get out a form oftener than once in 2 weeks, even if I can do that. I will give time and attention to Father. He needs me. He has not society here as he would have at Oakland or Battle Creek. I am his constant companion in writing and by the fireside. Should I go shut myself up in a room and leave him sitting alone, he would become nervous and restless. We have had rain constantly, except a few hours, all this month. It rained all day yesterday, night before last, and last night. Bridges are washed away, so that we have had to pass a most difficult, unpleasant route to get to town. 3 gates had to be opened and shut after us, going through a private farm, crossing a private bridge which is not safe. This has been the only way we could get to Healdsburg for more than a week. The creek is so high we cannot cross it to go still another way to town. Once across the creek there is a very nice road, gravelly, free from mud, but we are hedged in as though on an island. Being confined to the house with rains makes Father rather lonesome and uneasy. When he can have pleasant weather and can get out on the land, he will feel better and will be better occupied, and I can have time to write some. Willie, Father is patient, kind, no fault-finding. He loves and fears God. This affliction has been a great blessing to him spiritually. We are in perfect harmony. He depends on me, and I shall not leave him in his feebleness. He enjoys the blessing of God, but I know he needs me. He also needs just the retirement he is having. My health is good, but there has been such a strain on my mind in regard to Mary Clough and her work. I cannot tell much about proof sheets. That great batch sent us confused me, and I could not tell what to do. Father did not seem to care to perplex his mind about it. Henceforth, while you are right at the heart of the work, where are good proofreaders? Tell them to be critical and send me the forms for last reading. You must, there at Battle Creek, take the burdens on yourselves. If I had Lucinda, I could then be fitted with some help, but I have no one now, not one. Why could not Samuel and Mary Abbey come on here and take hold of the binding, and Mary take Lucinda's place in the office? I merely suggest it for your consideration. The trouble is with my head. The spine centering in the frame becomes painful and heated, and I have to be careful and not tax myself. We enjoy the blessing of God. His sweet peace is abiding with us. How much we should enjoy the society of our dear children. But this we are deprived of. May God bless you, my children. We pray for you every day. Love to children and Aunt Mary. Mother. Have you received a bundle of goods from Vermont on the Burgum estate? Brother Hutchins said he would send them, but not a word have I heard from him. I would like my brown drabbit short dress to make a full suit. I have a long dress like it. My silk skirt that was prepared for Mary I would like. I have no time to make clothes or any help to assist me to make clothing. I must make sheets, pillowcases, comfortables, and all those things to be comfortable.